Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our producer is George Katsourilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments or questions about your collectibles. If you have a question of the value of your collectible, we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. It could be sports, pop culture, political. Vince Clementi from ERC isn't with us this week, but he will still, his company will deliver our prize to the winner. You can call at 312-332-3776. Or you can tweet me a question at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. Tweet me a picture of an item, and if I use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. I'm going to try something different. I'm doing this here by myself. I'm going to try putting names in on randomizer.com and see how it works. See if it randomizes whoever comes out on top through that. Bill Huggins, I see you guys have your items are up on HugginsandScott.com for your October auction.
Yeah, we switched the site over last week, and everything is up and running so far. We've had a lot of calls about certain items that are going to be in the auction, so it's and we're adding more stuff every day.
It looks like it's going to be a good one. It's off to a good start, that's for sure. Josh sent me a few items, and I was looking at the site and wrote down a few items myself. So we'll mix in some of those items during the show. I noticed you have a Shoeless Joe Jackson 1918 Type 1 U.S. Army panoramic photo. That looks really neat. And on the site, it had arrows pointing out Joe Jackson, where he is in the photo. Where did that come from? What do you think about that one, Bill?
Well, I mean, that was one of the four Joe Jackson items that we picked up in Cleveland this summer at the National that are going to be in this auction. Oh. We had three different people come up with, one guy had two and two other guys had one item each, just unique Joe Jackson items that I guess had been in their family and their house for many, many years. And we'll find out how much they were. I think all four of them are very unique items with no real history. So,
I saw there was another one, an early 1920s barnstorming tour broadside. Can you give a little background on broadsides? What those are, Bill?
Well, they're sort of advertising posters or sort of cardboard type things that where people they would nail to telephone poles or trees or put in store windows and stuff as sort of a catch-all to upcoming events, like a game or something like that that would be coming, so to let people know when and where it was going to be held.
And this one was announcing after Shoeless Joe had been banned from Major League Baseball. I guess he toured with a team, and this one was announcing where the team was going to be playing in the early 20s.
Yeah, that was a big thing, barnstorming tours of professional teams and even sort of semi-pro teams would do that. I guess it was the norm back then.
I know Bob Feller got a baseball signed by Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth when they were on a barnstorming tour in the late 20s. And Bob Feller had said that he signed the baseball also. He was a youngster at the time, but he signed it also because he always knew he was going to be a great baseball player, and
there
it turned out, yeah, he was right.
It's hard to find a baseball these days that Bob Feller didn't.
Yeah, he or Pete Rose also.
Yeah.
Well, I got a direct message last week from Batman. Now, usually I don't put direct messages on the show because I don't check direct messages. If you tweet to @TCrownTom, I'll be able to see those while I'm doing the show and get those on the show. But this the message from Batman. I think it's in bat language here a little bit, but if I can decipher it, it says, if you're not able to get autographs yourself, what company is the best to get non-sports and sport autographs authenticated that is not PSA? Apparently, he's not a fan of PSA. Well, JSA is one of the sponsors on our show, and I know they do a lot of authentication for Huggins and Scott auctions, so JSA would be the one. Just Google JSA autograph authentication and you can find out the deal, you know, that way. I'd say the majority of your items, the autographs in your auctions are authenticated by JSA, aren't they, Bill?
Yes, certainly the majority of them. You know, then they're well-versed on non-sports autographs as well. The bigger political, the bigger entertainment and Hollywood type autographs, they do those all day long.
Okay, sounds good. So let's see what else here. Now, I don't know if you happen to notice, last week Vince was telling the story about Peyton Manning taunting another player during a game. I guess the team they were playing had knocked out Wes Welker, gave him a concussion, and then the Broncos went down to score, and Manning taunted somebody, and he was fined $8,258, which I thought was kind of an unusual amount. And that got me thinking, okay, $8,258 for Peyton Manning, what's he making? What exactly, how did they come up with that amount? So I was trying to figure out what percentage that would be of what Manning makes in a year. Not counting bonuses, if he makes $15 million a year, that means $8,258 is roughly 0.00055 of what he makes, okay? So that, what is that? That must be a half of, that's not even a half of 1%. That's like 1/20th of 1%, or I don't know. I couldn't even figure out how small of a percentage it was. But anyway, so then what I did,
That's like you and me getting a jaywalking.
Yeah, now listen, that's a pretty good example, because what I did is I looked up the median household income in the U.S., which is a little over $50,000. So I took $50,000 times 0.00055, which was the percentage of Manning's fine. Do you guys, George and Bill Huggins, do you want to take a guess for just a regular guy, if they were fined that percentage of their income, how much would that have been?
$28.
You're almost right. You figured it out, didn't you? It was $27.50. So basically, he got fined less than a traffic ticket, you know, for doing that, for compared to what he's making, because he got fined. Now, why they came up with $8,258, I couldn't find anything about that. Where do you get that 58 thrown in there? But that was kind of interesting. Basically, it would have taken, if you made $200,000 a year at that percentage, you would have had a $100 fine, basically. So I thought that was pretty interesting. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan. This week with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away a prize this week. Okay, last week's winner didn't get the prize. Last week's prize was a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set and a 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP hockey box. And we're adding a box of 2014 Panini Prism Baseball this week. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing. And ERC Delivery, Whoever wins will need to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and they will deliver it free of charge to your door. Now, Todd, who actually... I had Batman emailing me. Todd yesterday brought in some Superman items from the Superman show, Bill. He had a couple neat things, actually. He had a negative, I think it was of an original poster of Superman posing for that show. And then he had like a couple film strips from that show where I guess if you put him in one of those little, movie projectors or whatever, it would show like a little segment of that show. I don't know. You might know if there's any value to it, but do you know if there'd be anything to that or not?
How many little clips were there on
there? Were probably, I took a picture of it. I would say one of them maybe had 20 little clips, 25, something like that. The other one was just one negative, and then another one had maybe 8 or 10 clips on it.
Now, were these original?
I think they're originals from the original 50s Superman TV show that, when people that grew up in the 60s heard this all the time.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
That one, that show. George Reeves, that show.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it certainly sounds like a neat item that our bidders will tell them what it's worth.
Yeah, so you think that would be worth a shot in one of your auctions?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell Todd that. Actually, Todd just tweeted another item. It looks to me like it's a Landon Donovan gamer signed. So, if that's one that he actually wore and signed.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great item.
That'd be a good item for a Huggins and Scott auction. I don't know. He didn't say much on it, what type of certification he had on it. But, that should be big money. So that would be another good Huggins and Scott auction item. We've got some callers here. Lenny from Orland Park is on the line. What do you have there, Lenny?
Hey, guys. I've got a soda bottle that back in the 30s, underneath the stands at Comiskey Park, they used to make their own pop. It was orange soda, and I have the bottle.
Really? I had never heard that before. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got the cross bats on it with a WS on each side, and on the bottom it's stamped 1932. And they made their own orange soda underneath the stands there for 2-3 years, and I've got a bottle in mint condition.
Is yours a sealed bottle or an opened bottle?
No, it's an open bottle. I don't see many of them, and I collect a lot from Comiskey Park, the old park. I got some seats and stuff, but this bottle is pretty rare, and I was just wondering what we could get for that, maybe.
What do you think, Bill? You have any estimate? I'm sure you've had hundreds of those soda bottles in your...
I really don't know what to tell you, Lenny. It sounds kind of neat. I know we've sold a couple of the bottles of Ted's Root Beer.
The creamy
out of in Boston, and those
I've
have
got
gone,
I've got yeah I've got
$200.
Those
I've
went
got,
for a couple hundred, huh?
Yeah,
I've got three of those: the green, the brown, and the clear, with the pop in them, and the one inside by Ted Williams.
Well, so what do you think? Right. Does he have a lot there with the bottles all together in a Huggins auction, Bill? What
oh,
do you?
Oh, without a doubt on that.
All right, Lenny.
There you go.
You're in, Lenny. You know how to contact Bill Huggins?
I sure do.
All right, contact him during the week, and maybe you got yourself an auction item. I'm sure that would be worth a mention on a future show when it's actually running to see how the bottles are doing there, Lenny.
All right, buddy.
Okay, very good. Now it's time for a short break. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, we'll try to give you an estimate of what they might sell for in a current auction. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll get you in the drawing. 3 prizes to give away in the package that ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge right to your door if you win. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is September 1st. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Mazda. It's the name of our studio. It's the car brand that I drive, and Liberty Mazda in Libertyville is my dealership. Hey guys, it's Sylvie. Right now, Eddie Depp and the folks at Liberty Mazda are offering 0% for 72 months on Mazda's winning lineup. Drive away in a new Mazda 2 Sport for $13,967. Driving your old vehicle no matter the condition, and Liberty Mazda will give you a free guaranteed trade-in offer, plus an additional $1,000 in trade assist cash. Thinking Mazda? Think Liberty Mazda in Libertyville.
Plus tax, title, license, and doctrine with approved credit on select models in lieu of rebates. Dealer sponsored by down.
Advance Auto Parts has a new store, and for our grand opening, we're giving you 10% off all the parts you need, only at our new Chicago location at 7118 South Stony Island Avenue. Just bring in a picture of your next project or tell us what you're working on, then get 10% off those parts. There's value in doing what you love. Another new Advance Auto Parts.
Valid this store only. Limited time offer. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a prize package this week, which includes a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set, a 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP hockey box, and we're adding a 2014 Panini Prism baseball box this week to the prize package. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing, which will be delivered to the winner free of charge by ERC Delivery. Vince can't be with us this week. It's too bad. I had some good things for Vince to chat about. I guess we'll catch him next week on the show. And waiting on the line is Dave from Plainfield. What do you have there, Dave? Hey Dave.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
I got a book. It's called The Ball Player's Career, and it's authored by Adrian C. Hansen. And I opened the book up, and it's Cap Hansen.
Yeah.
And it's from Europe Publishing Company in Chicago from 1900. And it's the personal experiences and reminiscences of the Chicago baseball club. And it's like 340 pages, but in between each chapter is pictures of Hansen and pictures of old ball players from, early or late 1800s all the way till, through his career.
Is it a first edition by any chance?
Yes, it is.
It is a first edition. It's not signed by Cap Hansen, is it?
No, I wish it was.
Okay, now, Bill, what do you think? A first edition of the book, the value of that, and then what would the value have been with a nice Cap Hansen signature?
Yeah, well, with a signature, who knows what that would have been. Does it have a dust jacket?
No, it doesn't. It's a green cloth cover with a ball player in an old-era uniform on it, and then a bat and ball kind of on there, but...
So it may not even have had a dust jacket.
Yeah, probably back in 1900, I doubt it.
Yeah. Gosh, Dave, I mean, I want to say I've seen similar type books like that, and they'll bring several hundred dollars, some of them. Most of those things, they're not, multi-thousand dollar items, at least, unless it's just a rare book, which I really wouldn't have the the knowledge on rare books type things like that. But as a sports collectible, it's certainly several hundred dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice
appreciate
item.
It,
okay. Okay, thanks
right, thank
for the
you.
Call. And I got a tweet here from my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. And by the way, if you're a listener and you do follow me on Twitter, I, of course, will follow you back. This is from Brett, who says we need a two-hour show. And then he says he has a Nolan Ryan 18 in INSC career stat ball. I don't know what that means. I thought it was something with inscription.
Well, I think it means 18 inscriptions.
Oh, 18 different inscriptions. Yeah, I see the picture
here.
Yeah, I've seen those. Okay.
What
do they go for, Bill?
That thing could go for $500 to $1,000, especially if it's numbered.
Yeah, let's see. He doesn't say it's numbered. If you're listening, Brett, if it's numbered, let us know. He does have the picture that shows a bunch of the different inscriptions on it here. And that is pretty cool, actually. Yeah, I could see that going for a big premium. That's a nice
one.
Yeah,
they're not. Those are very popular, those multi-inscribed, where they list virtually all their highlight stats from their career.
Yeah, very neat. Todd just said he wants to call you about the Superman clips. He just tweeted here and wants the Huggins and Scott number. That is 866-462-2273. Now, you're not going to be in Labor Day. You're off that day, right, Bill?
Yeah, we'll be in Tuesday.
Okay, very good. You know, I know why Vince isn't here today. It's got to be because he and I are in a fantasy draft Wednesday night. And while I'm here working like a dog, Vince is doing the research. This is a funny thing here, Bill. It's just Vince and I with 10 other people we don't know on a fantasy baseball and football site, National Fantasy Baseball or Football or whatever. And they came up with the where you are in the draft order. I'm 11th and Vince is 12th. So we're gonna kill people right at the end there. But I came up with some things here that I thought was good info for people as far as who you might want to be looking at late in a fantasy draft. Now, actually, next Sunday, the ESPN Fantasy Draft Show starts following our show, and I know that's a very popular show, so we'll do a little bit of a lead-in here for it. A guy that I got on, I'm in two leagues now. I already did one of the drafts, and a guy that I got late that I'm really happy I got is rookie running back Carlos Hyde for the 49ers. His average draft position looks like it's 121, so that's 10th round in a 12-player league. Frank Gore didn't discover the internet or invent it, but he's almost as old as Al Gore. And sooner or later, I think he's going to fall off the cliff. And I just from the films of Carlos Hyde in the preseason, I really like him. I don't know if you can even wait till the 10th round anymore to get him. But there's one right there, so I'm going to try to fit a few more of those in the second half hour. And then don't forget the Huggins and Scott auction in October. So those items are up on HugginsandScott.com. Here's a neat-looking item. Now, newspaper, we've said a lot of times newspapers aren't that valuable, newspaper photos aren't that valuable. But here's a newspaper photo of Lou Gehrig signed by Lou Gehrig, with a really nice Gehrig signature on it. That's a cool item. That'll probably break $3,000, don't you think? What do you think it might go for?
I think certainly has a strong chance of hitting north of $3,000. Yeah, that's, like you said, those newspaper articles and things like that aren't that valuable, but they're also one of the things that everybody had to get signed. So if you did get it signed, you turned a cookie into a cake, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can make a really good display item too, in a nice frame if it's signed. So waiting on the line here is Chris from Great Lakes, Illinois. Thanks for the call, Chris. What do you have?
I have two official Chicago Blackhawks team photos from the 1947, 1948 team, 1948, and 1949 team. The 48-49 team has about 8 or 9 autographs on them, and I also have an official envelope that they were mailed to somebody. On the envelope it says official team photo of Chicago Blackhawks.
With 7 or 8 signatures on it. Now, 48-49 Blackhawks. I'm not sure. While Bill's trying to come up with a price for that, I'm going to look up that team here on Google and see if I can find what the – do you know what their record was?
They weren't that good. I want to say 18 or 20 wins that year. I think the season was around 40-something games back then.
Okay. Any Hall of Famers on it?
I believe there's two Hall of Famers. My father-in-law got it from an antique shop down in Georgia, as a matter of fact, and he did the research. I just got it to me recently, and I turned on the radio and heard you guys talking about this, so I figured I'd just give it a call, give you guys a call, and see what you guys thought.
Yeah, cool. With the Hall of Famers on it, if there are two on there, that's got to be pretty good, huh, Bill?
Yeah, Chris, where are the autographs on this thing?
The autographs are by the guys in the photo.
Oh, okay. So there's autographs look actually hand signed as opposed to printed on there.
Oh, there's different color ink on there. It's actual autographs.
Because a lot of those things where you get the mailing envelope, that would have been, it's very common that the teams, although that's pretty far back, to mail you something that is already sort of pre-printed and signed and stuff. But what condition are the photos in?
They're in great shape. They're in great shape. The envelope's in great shape. Everything's in good shape.
I mean, if that's something you're looking to sell, Chris, I certainly have nothing to compare it to that we've sold in our recent auction, but it certainly sounds like an item that our certainly Chicago area bidders would like to have a chance at, and they'll tell you what it's worth.
What would you do? Start it at 100 or two and just see where it goes?
I think that's a perfect plan.
Yeah. So, Chris, if you want to contact Bill Huggins, if you think you want to auction it, that's the way to go.
And I think I'm going to frame them up, actually, and throw them in the man cave, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you guys thought. I didn't really think I don't know if they're going to be worth much because the teams weren't that good. But like I said, there's a couple of HOFers on there. So.
Yeah, to me, it's at least a $200 to $300 item. And if it's worth more to you to frame and keep, then that makes a lot of sense. It's neat.
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure thing. Now, I got a tweet yesterday where Rob was asking, I had tweeted that the National Treasures hockey came in. I got like 10 boxes of that in on Friday, and somebody had asked, boy, it looks like from the previews that it looks good. And we went through it all yesterday, and boy, that really was a good hockey product. I don't know if you carry that hockey products at your store in the Washington, D.C. area, Bill, but...
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, that National Treasures hockey is really nice, and it's really gotten hot. I don't think I can replace them because they got so expensive, but, boy, there were some nice cards came out of those. So Pistol Pat's waiting on the line. What do you have there, Pistol?
Hey, T. Carlton, great show you got.
Thanks. What's up?
I just picked up a couple baseballs to autograph with inscriptions on them. One from Gary Sheffield, and he wrote 509 home runs. And then the second one, this is an interesting one, Jose Canseco signed it, and underneath it, he wrote and inscribed The Chemist.
Oh, really? Did he do that in front of you?
No, it's the Leaf is the name of the company.
Okay.
And he wrote the Chemist underneath his name.
So it's a Leaf authenticated ball.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, and what was the first one?
Gary Sheffield, he's autographed the ball, and they wrote 509 home run.
Now, Bill, what do you think of Gary Sheffield's chances for the Hall? He was secondarily kind of put together with steroids, but I don't think anything was ever really proven that he was a steroid user.
Has he come up yet for eligibility? I don't think so.
No, but what do you think he's going to be in that group with the low vote totals because he's thought of as a steroid guy?
I think all you need to do is be somewhat connected, and they lump you into that group.
Yeah, remember he was connected with Bonds, kind of, that he was working out with Bonds at the time that they, so... But nobody ever said that he did them. But, you know, there was that connection. If he makes the Hall of Fame, I think that would be a better baseball. I would think probably 50 to 75 right now, actually, for both of them, don't you think?
Yeah.
That Leaf has some pretty neat items, actually. And they are really quick with their redemptions. When we've talked in the past that some of the card companies, I can't even imagine how much total money is of hobby money is tied up in autographs that people have redeemed and are waiting for the autographed items to come back. I probably have over 100 in a drawer for myself and maybe three other customers that many of them are over a year. They really get to have to get moving on that just to get the cash flow going.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, no, I mean, we've got a bunch of them at our store as well that we're waiting on.
Yeah, it's really, it's always nice when they do show up. You know, the mailman will come with a padded envelope and you're like, oh, what's this? Especially on the occasion that it's an actual good one. But the bad part about it is you could have a guy who's a hot guy, and by the time you actually get the autograph, it's not as valuable as it was. That's really the biggest negative. It does seem like all the card companies are moving away from redemptions as much as they can. Even Panini, that was loaded with them, has quite a few less redemptions in their products now. So let's go back to the Huggins and Scott auction. The preview is up on HugginsandScott.com for their October auction, which runs September 29th to October 9th. Here's a neat item. A Roger Maris signed 61st Homer wire photo print. I love that shot. That's anything Roger Maris signed is good. Do you think that's worth more than a lot of other things being a print, or maybe would have been better if it was an actual... Now, what about that? Getting what do they call it, number one wire photo where it was actually dated at the time? If it was dated and printed at the time and signed by Maris, does that hurt a photo? I've never really looked into that. Or does
A lot of the type one photos you see, they're not signed.
I
have seen a few of those that signed. But I would think, though, that, gosh, if you could get a type one photo of that Maris, that famous thing, and you had the forethought to get it signed, that could be a premium item.
I would think so, too. Yeah, that would probably be very good. Well, it's time for another short break here. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC isn't with us this week, but we're on every week from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Take in your questions about the value of your sports collectibles. This week, we're giving away a prize package, which includes a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set, which, by the way, includes the Jose Abreu rookie card, a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP Hockey, and a box of Panini Prism Baseball 2014, which has Chris Bryant and Jose Abreu autographs possibly in it. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing, or tweet me a question at T Crown Tom, and if I use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelOA.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
What's slowing down your computer? So frustrating, right? Opening infected email attachments can slow your computer down. I'm Colin Coward. Finding out the answer just got easier. Go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then simply activate MyCleanPC software to remove junk files, internet clutter, and even viruses. MyCleanPC is guaranteed to improve the speed of your computer. Go to mycleanpc.com today for your free computer diagnosis. That's mycleanpc.com.
Car buying has never been easier than at Fletcher Jones Audi. Why? Because you can browse hundreds of new and used Audis online at fjchicago.com. Just visit fjchicago.com or come see our showroom in downtown Chicago at the corner of Clark and Maple.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit Progressive.com/Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Football season is just around the corner, and you could get your piece of $5 million during kickoff week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. You've already been scouting players for your season-long team. Use that knowledge to win instant cash. Bounce over to DraftKings.com, use promo code PASS, and you'll get free entry into the Week 1 $5 million kickoff bash. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter PASS for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Bloop! This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super egg sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're until 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we have a prize package to give away, which the winner will have the prize delivered right to their door free of charge by ERC Delivery. So let's see. I don't know if you noticed that the NFL teams cut down yesterday. A couple of interesting things here. Champ Bailey got cut by the Saints. Hall of Fame career might be over. He was always a great player. But here's something for Bears fans. When Jordan Palmer was cut by the Bears, he went to the Bills, and they were worried that, because the Bills are playing the Bears on game one. So it's like, oh, great, Jordan Palmer's there, and he's going to get some pretty good info. Give it to the Bills coaches. Well, yesterday, they cut Jordan Palmer and signed Kyle Orton. It's like, come on, what's going on here? I hope Jordan Palmer didn't have time to give him much information. I hope they didn't just, like, quiz him, get everything they could find out, and then say, see ya. I wonder what he made out of that one. But let's hope that Jordan had a brain cramp and told him everything wrong during that whole time. We'll see. We'll find out. Game one next week. Hard to believe the football season. It's so great that the football season is here. I just can't believe summer's over already. It's just flown. Mike from Plainfield's on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Yeah, I've been collecting Sports Illustrated magazines from, like, 1972. I've been a constant subscriber, and some of them are signed. I got one from John Daly that I know is signed, and I've got all of the Tiger and Michael Jordan I keep in sleeves, but all of them put into, like, plastic containers. I just wondered what that might be worth.
Well, I know the Michael Jordan one that's worth any money at all really is the first one, if it's in good shape, where it's Jordan and Sam Perkins together on the cover. Do you have that one?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. If it's in really good shape, I think that still goes at least $100 to $150. As far as a John Daly signed one, I don't know. I'm not thinking that's a ton. What do you think, Bill?
Well, yeah, he's still alive and still signing, and he has his little thing that he sets up at all the golf tournaments where he will sell sort of his memorabilia and stuff like that. Mike, are most of your SIs, do they have mailing labels or not?
They do have mailing labels, yes.
Yeah, if you can find them without mailing labels, we've had really good luck selling some of the autographed ones without mailing labels. But you'd have, I mean, from the 70s on, really 60s on, you'd have had to have bought them at the local, you know, news store or something, newsstand, because virtually every one of them, when they took them out of those sleeves they used to put them in, they'd just slap a label on them right now, and those are hard to get off.
Yeah, I've been a subscriber since I was a young kid, again, 1972, and I've never stopped, so it's been kind of fun to collect.
Yeah, there's some valuable ones mixed in there. There's some neat covers. Usually the better Hall of Fame covers, too, can have some value with Mantle, or there's a neat one with Ted Williams kneeling in the on-deck circle. There's some classic covers, so those are the ones that typically, you know, have some value. A lot of the rest of them really don't. It seems like they've really downgraded the look of the covers recently. They just don't look as cool as they used to look. They got too much stuff on them now. Riverview guy, what'd you sleep in today, Riverview guy? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I've got, oh, by the way, Green Lantern ought to change his call sign to Rodney.
Well, yeah, that's right. He's like, it's his alter ego.
It is.
Right.
Anyway, I've got an Incredible Hulk poster signed by Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, now, what do you think on that one, Bill? A Hulk poster signed by Ferrigno. You think that makes the $50 range? $75?
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe $50 to $100 somewhere. How big is it?
Hey, just a regular poster size, it sounded like.
Oh, 3 feet by 2 feet?
Yeah.
I would venture to say that could be $50 to $100. I can't imagine I've seen too many of those.
Now, Ryan from Hobart, Indiana, has a hot item. You had one of these in a Mint 9 run in your last auction, Bill, that went for way more than I would have thought it did. Ryan from Hobart, Indiana, tell us what you have.
Good morning. I have the 86 Fleer Jordan rookie. Without getting it PSA DNA to authenticate it, how else can you spot to know if it is a fake? What else could you look for?
Well, that would be hard to describe over a radio, but you could maybe Google fake Jordan Fleer rookies or something like that, and they'd show you some of the things to look for. But really, I never buy ungraded Jordan rookies anymore. To me, they have to be graded, and it can help the value so much if they're graded. Bill, I think your 86 Fleer in a 9 grade went for like $2,700, didn't it?
Yeah, the 9s are getting between $25,000 and $3,000. The 8s are around $1,000, and
yeah,
you know, but you want to make sure, Ryan, that you get this thing graded. I mean, I think eBay will, even if you put it up ungraded, they'll take it down. That and Gretzky rookies and Lemieux rookies, there are certain cards that are just expensive cards, and they're so easily counterfeited that they don't even want to deal with it unless it's in a recognized graded holder.
The one thing is I know this is going to sound shady. I found it at a garage sale, obviously, and it was in a box of cards, and it was just in one of them like rookie card sleeves, you know, them thin plastic ones, and he wanted like $50 for it. I don't know if he knew what he had or if it is a fake, and without going through the whole process.
Well, you know what, Ryan, you got to go through the process, really.
Okay.
I mean, you got a great deal on the card. If it's in really nice shape, go through the process, get it graded by BGS. They're really good on the Jordan rookies. Or take it with you sometime to the when they're in Rosemont at the Sun Times show and you know, have people look at it. But you got to just get that one graded. Don't try to penny pinch on that one. Don't you think, Bill? Just get it done.
Oh, it's well worth the whatever you'll spend to get it graded to, in that you'll get back tenfold when you sell it.
And speaking of that, I posted speaking of forgeries and counterfeits and things, I posted a picture yesterday. A customer brought in it was a Michael Jordan Hollaview card from the 90s, and it had a signature of Jordan on it, but there were no stickers, no authentication with it at all. So that's a red flag to me. I'm thinking if it came out of a pack, it's going to say something on it. If he got it, apparently he had purchased it, I think, from a store. Now, I don't know I don't think it was a garage sale, but it looked like a pretty good Jordan signature. But boy, they're so, you know, such good forgery. So I actually posted a picture of it yesterday on Twitter and tweeted it to Upper Deck's attention, you know, just this Upper Deck Hollaview card. Look, the customer wants to know if it's a real signature. And actually, Upper Deck said it looked real to them, but that's still not good enough, right? I mean, doesn't it still, they said if it came out of a pack, it would have had something with it. So, you know, in order to prove it, I guess it really needs that, or else you have to get like a JSA to look at it also, right, Bill? Or would you
you would need to get that encapsulated in a holder, and just they'll authenticate the autograph, and depending on the strength of the autograph, you may want to get it graded. I mean, if the autograph strength is a 9 or a 10, that's going to add a lot of value as well.
Right, it looked like it was a real nice signature on it. So it looks like it's Michael Jordan here time right now. Randy from Wooddale's on the line. What do you have there, Randy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah.
I've got a about an 18-inch Michael Jordan figurine from Warner Brothers Toys in Space Jam. It takes two AA batteries. It's in the box. It's got the Looney Tunes out. He wears the Looney Tunes outfit from the movie.
So it's still in the box, huh?
Yes. The stock number is 17681.
Well, that's got some potential. I don't know. You think that's worth much yet, Bill?
And it's 18 inches. It's an 18-inch figurine. It's
okay.
Big. It's,
right.
You know.
We've seen those before. I mean, they're... I wish I could tell you it was a ton of money, Randy, but I'd be lying to you. I think they're more in the $25 to $75 range.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I still got the original sticker.
Yeah, keep it closed.
From when I bought it.
Keep it sealed in the box, Randy, and hang on to it. You never know. In 10 years, that might be worth something. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till late. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles can be sports, pop culture, political, and we're giving away to one caller or tweeter a prize package that includes a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set, a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck MVP Hockey, and a 2014 Panini Prism Baseball box. So it's a valuable package. Give us a call. You get in the drawing. And the winner will just need to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and they'll deliver free of charge right to your door. Jeff from DeMott, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Jeff?
My dad played in Great Lakes during the Navy and during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on the team was a pro ball player. He played with Bob Feller, Walker Cooper, Pee Wee Reese, Kenny Keltner. And I got 20 of the guys that played with him, black and white, 8x10 autographed pictures, some personal. And then Bob Feller signed his baseball mitt that's a 1942, about as big as your hand. I don't know how he even caught anything with it.
Now, was this Feller's mitt or was this your...
That was my dad's mitt.
Your dad's mitt.
And Bob, he played second base, and Bob Feller signed it. And then they played exhibition game at Wrigley Field in 1945, and I got two baseballs with all the team autographs from the Chicago Cubs. Bob Feller pitched, struck out 13, went 9 innings. They won 1-0, and my dad hit a single with a guy on second. To bring in the winning run in the seventh inning, and I had the newspaper article that I cut out.
Now, wait a minute. Your dad was on the 45 Cubs?
They played the 1945 Cubs as an exhibition game to raise money for the service for saving bonds.
Okay, and then the entire 1945 Cubs team signed a baseball?
Yeah, signed two baseballs.
That's a good baseball. That's the last time the Cubs were in the World Series. So
yeah, and I have it in a glass case. Both baseballs are in a case.
They're both team signed just by Cubs. Nobody else signed those baseballs.
No, just the Cubs.
Oh, what do you think, Bill? That's we know that the Cubs aren't in the series all that often. So
right.
In 1945 Cubs, have you run any of those?
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure, but it certainly, Jeff, would be, if you're interested in selling it, a great item for our auction. I mean, it's got to be, I guess, $500 probably on its worst day, and who knows what on its best day.
Yeah.
Or more.
That has a potential for
the signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to. And then my dad ended up seeing Bob Feller came to Gary to the Sportsman Club in 1985 as a guest speaker. And my dad appeared at it and took me, and he had his baseball uniform on. And Bob Feller remembered him because he used to play pepper with him before a game and hold his feet to stretch him before pitching.
That Bob Feller was a sharp guy. I don't think he forgot much of anything, actually.
No. And yeah. I heard you talk about Bob Feller earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to get through.
I don't know if you ever heard me tell the story, but a few years ago, I called him. Right when Strasburg came up, I called him about being a guest on a show I was doing at the time. And it ended up, he started talking about things and from when he was young, he ended up giving me about a half hour to 45 minute just basically life story. Interesting stuff. I was wishing it. I was like, it's too bad I'm the only one hearing this. This would have been a great radio interview, actually. And then a few months later, he actually died. So, I mean, it was really, I'll always remember that. He seemed like a really good guy. But like Bill was saying, he signed so many things. I mean, he signed a ton. He was a good guy. He showed up everywhere. He signed for everybody. And, so his autographs aren't as valuable as you would think they would be based on how great of a pitcher he was.
Yeah, at the Sportsman's Club, he gave me a book on how to pitch, and he signed it that he wrote by Bob Feller.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Because I was in Little League at the time, senior league.
You don't have any game-used memorabilia from the Cubs in 45 or any Bob Feller?
Yeah, I have the actual I have one of the programs with the filled out.
Okay, a program, but do you have any, like a cap or a uniform or a bat that anybody used in an actual Cub game?
I got a bat that was signed.
Was it used by, was it a Cubs bat, like one of the big name Cubs by any chance? Whose bat was it?
Yeah, they gave it to my dad. I don't remember the person on it.
Oh, well, check it out. I mean, that would be cool too, huh, Bill?
Oh, without a doubt, game used. Stuff from back then, that's into the different money now.
Yeah, especially if it's like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and it was signed by a couple in black ink, and then the manager signed it.
Oh, how about, let's say you could prove this, Bill, that it was used in the 1945 World Series by a Cub. Oh, my gosh, what would that go for?
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be big money. That would be a great auction item just to find out with all the Cub fans out there and the hunger for them to get back in the series. Great stuff, Jeff.
I would like to sell it. I'll contact you later.
Yeah, the number for Huggins and Scott Auctions is 866-462-2273. You can contact Bill Huggins during the week. And if you want to tweet me any pictures of any of that stuff or email them to me, I'll put them up on Twitter and talk about them because that's some neat stuff.
Okay, what's the number again?
866-462-2273. That's the Huggins and Scott Auctions item or phone number.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. That was neat, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what see what he's got. I mean, even the balls could be very good.
Yeah, team side ball. I don't know how that doesn't break a grand from the 45 Cubs.
If it's in nice shape.
If they're nice.
Nicely, sure.
Yeah, that could be multiple thousands. I mean, really, if it was nice enough, that's cool. And then anything game used from that time, that would just be
those war year things are tough. Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. Boy, that Bob Feller really got around and signed a lot, didn't he?
He was the first. I think he was the first guy who ever charged for his autograph.
I think you're right.
$3 or something he would, and everybody was like, $3? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so. I think you're right. I think that might be the case. And then, boy, what they charge now for some of them is really something. Well, it's already time to do the drawing for the boxes of cards. It's the end of another show. Now, I did this through random.org. So let's see how we do this. We randomize. We got the names written down here. Whoever comes up number one on the list will be the winner. And the winner is Randy from Wooddale. Okay, Randy, you have to send an email to vince@ercdelivery.com. And they'll set up the delivery this week, and ERC will deliver it free of charge right to your door. And don't forget now, they do deliver on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicago area, Milwaukee, Northwest Indiana, ERC delivery. And now the Huggins and Scott auction goes from September 29th to October 9th. Check out HugginsandScott.com. Lots of great items already up there. Including, real quick here, there's a 1956 Topps completely PSA graded complete set. That should be nice. That's going to go for some bucks. That would look like a nice set.
Oh, it is. Very clean. And, you know, all graded. I mean, gosh, that's $2,000 in grading fees.
Right? Yeah, right. Well, have a great holiday, everybody, and we will talk to you next week. Have a great week.